begin in just a moment. So good morning again, Dharma friends. And yesterday I shared about the five daily reflections that the Buddha taught, which are reflections that we can take on a daily basis that support our efforts to make our lives be aligned with the truth of impermanence. And today I want to share about a practice, an approach to mindfulness, and particularly mindfulness of the breathing, that supports our development of the insight into the nature of impermanence. That is a closer, more deeply intuitive knowing of that truth, and also the related other ultimate truths that we can see through the practice, which include the impersonality of our experience, its not self nature, and its unreliability. So this particular approach to mindfulness of the breathing calls on us to drop below the higher conceptual overlays or ways that we typically perceive our experience. And so what I'm going to invite you to do is to notice with mindfulness, moment to moment, what's actually happening? What is the felt sense experience in the body that's happening in any given moment that the mind is typically taking to be the breath? So the breath is a concept, a sort of a higher level concept through which we are seeing what's happening in our experience. And these kinds of higher level concepts can tend to obscure our seeing of the truth of the way things actually are as we're experiencing them as a human being, which include that they are impermanent and really ephemeral in the sense of slipping away. So what I would like to invite you to do is, if there's a new practice for you, to just notice on a regular basis, when there's space to do so, you know, you may be going along and just being aware of the breath, the overall knowing of the breath. It may be at a particular location in the body or in the whole body, but just to pause just momentarily and notice in a given moment, what's the actual felt sense, the experience that's happening in that moment that the mind is taking to be the breath. So it may be, for example, warmth or vibration, or pressure, expansion. Those are just some examples. It could be coolness or softness. And you might notice at any given moment that one of those experiences is increasing or decreasing. Something else is really most noticeable in the next given moment about what we call the breath, what we take to be the breath. And again, you know, if this is a new practice for you, you can just try this out on a somewhat regular basis, not forcing or striving, but giving it a try. And over time, you could find that as with all of our aspects of practice, the more we do practice it a little bit more and more with a gentle perseverance, that habit, that tendency to then, you know, drop into that closer mindfulness of what's actually happening in the body that we're taking in any given moment to be the breath, that will become a more habitual way of noticing what's happening in your experience. So this approach to practice can be used with any experience of the body. And we have many concepts that we typically see our experience through. For example, any part of the body is really a concept. So hand, you know, as a concept, but in any given moment, what am I experiencing when I am taking to be the hand? You know, it's some warmth, maybe some tingling, And again, these experiences can shift and change, and something else can come to the foreground. Another example of a higher sort of level of concept of our experience is pain. So what's actually happening when the mind is saying, oh, there's pain there? Well, there may be burning or piercing or vibration, pressure, and any number of things. But this noticing, just below that higher level of concept, you might be beginning to see how this is allowing us to see what's really unfolding in our experience as human beings, as we're having these experiences through the six sense doors, the five that we typically know of in the mind. And typically we're having these reactions to those experiences of either noticing them as pleasant or unpleasant or neither, and then habitually reacting. And one of those is to kind of tune out to the experience if it's neither pleasant nor pleasant. And that's going to clues us into what's actually happening in our experience. We're not so tuned out. We're not so caught up in the conceptual overlay that obscures the truth of the way things are. So I'll just invite you now to drop into our mindfulness meditation. And you may close your eyes if you'd like, or just cast your eyes downward about 4 feet in front of you. And then invite the body to take a relaxed but upright posture. We can begin by noticing, you know, this shifting and changing field of sensations that the mind takes to be the body. Just noticing the whole body in the seated posture. And so the body is a concept. We can tune in to some of the primary sensations that we're noticing and that we're taking to be a body that's solid, but is in fact shifting and changing in every moment. So you might notice some strong sensations of pressure, some really noticeable experiences of warmth or coolness, some stiffness or tension. It's often helpful to just invite that tension to just invite yourself to let go of that tension at the beginning of a meditation. And then you can notice that amongst all of those sensations we're taking to be the body, that there are just a chain of sensations that are happening. The mind is noticing as the breath. It's just repeatedly taking to be this experience we call the breath. And so as the breath is in the midst of this whole myriad of sensations, we can just notice it quite naturally arising. Not making it happen. And there's often the invitation to notice the breath at an area of the body where it shows up most predominantly or strongly. Just allow the awareness to rest there. You can notice the breath in this whole field of sensations we call the body. Either way, specific location, or the whole experience. And I'm just inviting you to notice a little more closely. What is this experience that the mind is calling the breath right now? What's the actual felt sense? Does it feel soft or smooth? perhaps rough. It's the warmth, coolness. Sense of expansion, a sense of contraction, perhaps moments of tightness. If you haven't done this practice before, just allowing yourself to try it out at your own pace. No forcing, no striving. Just a gentle perseverance. Just dropping in to notice the underlying felt sense. The mind feels the space. There's a sense of resting with the flow of sensations we call the breath. And you may notice that any of these experiences might in the next moment increase or decrease. Or really it may seem that something wholly different is in the foreground. A sense of softness could give way to a sense of pressure. Noticing a vibration could give way to a sense, noticing a stronger sense of solidity. Of course, mind wanders, mindfulness arises, and times what we're noticing in those moments are experiences of the mind, thinking, some emotion, perhaps we're noticing some other bodily experience, hearing. We can simply allow the mindfulness to rest there for some time, gently drawing the attention back to the breath when we're ready. This particular type of practice can support the cultivation of the second factor of awakening, of interest or investigation. It This investigation is simply noticing what's actually happening in our experience in any given moment. And sometimes seeing how our reactions, the processes of our minds, lead to greater suffering, greater tension, contraction, stress, or lesser. We might notice, as we drop into a closer, more intimate awareness of what's actually happening beyond concept of breath, or concept of body or hand or pain, that closer attention, brings a calmer, more interested, more energetic awareness. A balance of that calm and energy can arise when we really feel an interest in our present moment experience and in the next and in the next. So it's helpful to let go of preconceptions about what our experience is. Dropping below the concept of breath again. What is happening right now? And now. And now. Letting the mind really have a balanced effort in this mindfulness practice. So we're noticing more closely by letting go of not noticing. Rather than by trying to notice. Letting go of the concept of the breath for a moment. to simply drop in to what's happening. Letting there be some sustained attention on the felt sense of the breath when it's available. And this may reveal a shift or change. And what is the primary felt sense of the breath? So thank you, Dharma friends, for dropping into mindfulness with me for this time this morning. And I'll just briefly share the merit of our practice, because there is benefit to us whenever we practice the Dharma, whenever we practice mindfulness, and we don't keep it to ourselves. The tradition is really to give that away, to wholeheartedly and openly share that with all beings. So may any benefit that arose from our practice today be shared with all beings. May it serve to awaken all beings. And may it bring peace, joy, ease, and well-being to all beings.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.